Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And first of all, Jim, big news announced today, Stephanie Anderson making the roster for Team USA. What does this mean for this program and for Steph?
Well, first of all, for Steph, just a tremendous tremendous honor, tremendous accomplishment. We just couldn't be more excited for her. You know, we all know how hard she works, and I think that's what really sets her apart is her work ethic. And, to be able to go in there, and she's never, I think the last time she was on a U18 team. It was the last time she represented the United States in any kind of a world competition. So for her to go in there and to make this team, speaks a lot for her and how hard she's worked and how much time she's put in. So just tremendously happy for her. Obviously great for our program to have a player on that team, representing Bemidji State University is going to be pretty cool.
It'll be very cool. She'll get a chance to play in the Women's World Championship March 28th through April 4th in Sweden. Alongside some Olympians and incredible athletes, what kind of a burst does this give her fellow teammates?
Well, they're all extremely happy for her. You can imagine, this group is incredibly close. And her roommate Hannah made her cupcakes there the other night, and I know you posted that picture. That was pretty cool. But when we made the announcement the other day in practice, you could just see the genuine, the feelings that everybody had. They were really, really excited for her, happy for her. And it's pretty cool, and I'm wondering how I can work it out with President Hansen and Athletic Director Tracy to see if they can't fly me over there to represent Bemidji and watch.
I'd love to go too. Back to what's at hand here tonight. 6 points out of fourth place. Your team still has a chance at home ice. It's still a possibility for your team. What have you told your team going into this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. We're not mathematically eliminated from hosting. So, again, all we can control is our own play, and that's what we want to focus on. We want to make sure we talk about we don't want to have any regrets. We don't want to look back and say I wish I could have. There's no do-over. So just to go out and play every game as hard as you can, and do it for themselves and do it for each other, and that's the message we gave them. So our focus is on tonight and doing what we can do, and we'll see where the chips fall.
Looking back to last weekend, goaltender Brittany Mowat, 14th win of her season so far, surpassing the legendary Zuzana Tomchikova. I had a chance to visit with Britt. She is so humble and gives credit to her teammates. It shows what kind of a character she is.
Oh, no question. And I think that's just kind of, the way the entire team feels. Nobody's trying to claim any spotlight. Nobody's pointing the finger at themselves. They're willing to share, and they're willing to credit their teammates. And certainly Britt's the first one to do that, and as a goalie, that's so important because it's such a vital position, and to have somebody that works as hard as she does and is as humble as she is, it just makes her teammates want to play that much harder for her.
Does she even realize how good she is back there?
I don't know. She's a doggone unflappable. She just goes out and no matter what's going on, she just has the same demeanor. She never seems to get too rattled, doesn't get too fired up. Technically she does a great job, and we've talked all year long just how well she's played, and it's been a lot of fun for me to watch firsthand just to see how good she is.
We talk about chemistry every week. You changed up the lines a little bit there during the month of January, during that long road stretch, but now you've put Alex Otrowski back up with that line with Stephanie Anderson and Caitlin Tugas. Talk about the chemistry of that line.
Well, it's certainly a veteran line. It's a group that's played a lot of hockey, and they play in a lot of different situations. Citro and Tugi are our top two penalty killers, and obviously Steph and Tugi are on our top power play. So they're on the ice a lot, and just that experience factor helps. They've all been in big games, and I said before that Citro can get up and down the ice with those two, and that's one of the keys to their game is their speed. And she's such a tenacious forechecker. I think she really gives that line an interesting dynamic because of her ability to get in a forecheck like she can.
Your defensive lines have been so great back there. Alex Bond, I know, has worked hard to get back in the lineup after an injury. Will she get a shot this weekend at all?
Yeah, I think so. I think she's had a great couple weeks of practice, and she just seems to have a little extra bounce in her step. I don't know what's because she's fresh. I mean, obviously she hasn't played in a long time, so we'd like to get her in there just to see what she can do. And she has position flexibility, so you could actually see her up front as well. So we'll see how tonight goes and go from there.
You also have an injury to Rachel Kelly. What is her status?
Still day by day. We thought we'd for sure take this weekend and and give her some more time, just because you know, player this weekend and things go, she has a big setback. You know, maybe she's out now for an extended period of time. We're hoping anyway, by taking another week off, that she can get back to practicing next week and hopefully be ready to go by next weekend.
The Minnesota State Mavericks beat St. Cloud 5-1 just 2 weeks ago. Despite their only one conference win, they're a team you can't look past, right?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I've been impressed just watching them, how well they're playing. They're a team that looks like they're playing their best hockey now. And I guess that you would almost expect that with the number of freshmen that he plays. And, you know, this is a hard league for anybody, let alone a team that relies on as many freshmen as Mankato does. So, you know, this group's grown up. You know, they're not freshmen anymore. They've been in a lot of big games and a lot of tough battles. So we expect a real, real spirited team to be playing against tonight. And on top of it, it's senior weekend. And, we know we need to be at our best in order to have any chance to have success this weekend.
I know you put up 9 goals against them in the earlier series. It's hard to score in this league. What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight?
Well, I think, I've said this before, but if we can make them play defense, it's really going to help us. And by that, I mean, extended zone time in their end, and that's a combination of good cycling, good puck management. And basically what that'll do is it'll wear a team down. And if we can do that, it's certainly going to help us. We need to get bodies and pucks to the net. Neither one of their goalies is big physically in stature. So, if we can get some of our players in front of her, it's just going to make her job that much tougher. And we need to play at our pace. We need to get up and down the ice. And we got a team that's as fast as any in the league overall. And if we're moving our feet, we're moving the puck, then we can take advantage of that. So those are certainly some keys that'll help us.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.